Please come to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson. Beyer. Brown. Brown. Burdick. Burdick. Carter. Carter. Castillo. Castillo. Clarno. Clarno. Corcoran. Corcoran. Courtney. Courtney. Deckert. Dukes. Dukes. Duncan. Ferrioli. Fisher. George. George. Gordley. Hannon. Harper. Hartung. Meserly. Metzger. Metzger. Miller. Minnis. Morissette. Morissette. Nelson. Shields. Shields. Starr. Tro. Yee. President Durfler.
Here. Okay. Three more we need. Three more. Yeah, let's do a call. Okay. Senator Schoed asked for a call of the Senate and is joined by Senator Duncan and Senator Harper. The clerk will call the roll or they'll lock the doors and see if we can find some more members.
Atkinson. Beyer. Brown. Burdick. Carter. Castillo. Clarno. Corcoran. Courtney. Deckert. Dukes. Duncan. Ferrioli. Fisher. George. Gordley. Hannon. Harper. Hartung. Meserly. Metzger. Miller. Minnis. Morissette. Nelson. Shields. Shields. Starr. Tro. Yee. President Durfler.
And Cornell's here.
A quorum being present, we will post the colors. Please lead me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming? And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
The invocation today will be given by Reverend Robert Flores. He's from the West Salem Four Square Church.
You may be seated. Good afternoon. It is quite an honor to deliver the invocation for this session of the Oregon Senate. On behalf of the Salem community in general and the faith community in particular, let me express to you our appreciation for the job you do in serving this state and this country. I believe our country has been irrevocably changed in the last 2 months. Our sense of invulnerability is gone. We now know, as never before, that criminals can reach out and strike far deeper into the heart of our nation than we ever imagined. I also believe this present crisis has shown us to be far stronger than our enemies imagined. We have pulled together and have loudly proclaimed that the American dream is worth fighting for. What is the American dream? Freedom. The freedom of one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. We've never gotten it quite right, but we've never stopped trying. And I believe as a Latino, as an Oregonian, and as a proud American, that we are closer than we've ever been to that goal. Many of our founding fathers believed that, as the scriptures say, every good and perfect gift is from above, from the Father of the heavenly lights. What a gift it is to be free, as well as to have the opportunity of working and fighting for what Abraham Lincoln described as government of the people, by the people, and for the people, and to labor faithfully that this government shall not perish from the earth. You are truly a modern fulfillment of this work. You sacrifice and you labor and you give your all that this state might be a safe, just, prosperous home for its citizens. For this responsibility of making law that Scripture says you are appointed to by God, we ask His blessing. Of course, as a believer, I believe that our freedom as Americans only sets the stage for the freedom that only Christ can bring. The freedom of a restored relationship with God, a relationship He offers to anyone who calls on His name. May God give you all the strength wisdom, and character you need as you lead and serve this state. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the gift that is this country and this state. Thank you for these that labor so diligently on behalf of the people of Oregon. Give them the wisdom they need as they make decisions that affect us all in so many ways. May this room always stand for the principles that we learn from your character: righteousness, justice, love, compassion, and mercy. Lord, please protect these men and women gathered here, as well as their families. Let no harm befall them from those who would target these, our best. I ask these things in the name of your Son, who loves us so. Amen.
I'd like to thank Senior Trooper Dan Johnson of the National Anthem. If that didn't move you, I don't know what would. I'd also like to thank the members of the Oregon State Police Honor Guard, Sergeant John Downey, Senior Trooper Dan Johnson, Senior Trooper Ken Skybers, Senior Trooper Guy Oliver, and Trooper Darren Clayton. Thank you very, very much, gentlemen, for your participation today in the ceremony. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Without objection, the Senate will proceed to the order of reports from special committees. The clerk will read the report.
President Durfler, we, your Committee on Credentials, respectfully report that Lee Beyer, a duly elected senator from the 21st Senatorial District for a term of 4 years beginning the second Monday in January 1999 and terminating the second Monday in January 2003, resigned on September 1st, 2001. That Bill Morissette, a qualified elector from Senate District 21, was duly appointed on September 20, 2001 to the office of State Senator by the Board of Commissioners of the County of Lane until the second Monday in January 2003. The certificate of appointment is attached. That Bill Morissette was sworn into office on September 25, 2001. Respectfully submitted, Senator David Nelson, Chair, Senator Roger Beyer, Senator May Yee.
Recognize Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the report of the Committees on Credentials be adopted and that Representative Bill Morissette be magically transformed into Senator Bill Morissette.
Senator Nelson moves that the report of the Committee on Credentials be adopted. Is there any discussion? If not, those in favor of adopting the report of the Committee on Credentials will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. With a voice vote? It's a voice vote. All those wish that this to happen will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Credentials report will be placed in the original documents file and recorded in the journal. If there's no objections, the rules are suspended in order that the condemnation of life and service of Oregon State Police Senior Trooper Maria F. Magano and Albany Police Officer Jason Allen Haroff be made a special order of business. So ordered. The clerk will read the memorial in its entirety.
Oregon State Senate in Memoriam, Albany Police Officer Jason Allen Haroff, 1972-2001. Whereas Officer Jason Allen Haroff died in the light of duty September 4th, 2001 at the age of 29. And whereas Jason Allen Haroff protected the citizens of the state and the city of Albany as a patrol officer for the city of Albany. And whereas Jason Allen Haroff served as a reserve officer for the city of Philomath, Benton County, and the city of Albany for 6 1/2 years before becoming a patrol officer for the city of Albany. And whereas Jason Allen Haroff was known for his dedication and his enthusiasm. And whereas the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training selected Jason Allen Haroff as a basic recruit class team leader, and whereas Jason Allen Huroff impressed and inspired all those who knew him with his drive and compassion, and whereas those who knew Jason Allen Huroff will remember most his passion for which he lived out his faith and convictions, now therefore be it resolved by the Senate in session assembled under Section 4, Article 3 of the Oregon Constitution, that we, the members of the Senate of the 71st Legislative Assembly, mourn the passing of Officer Jason Allen Huroff, extend our condolences to his family, and respectfully pay tribute to the inestimable contribution his example and good works have made to the state of Oregon. And be it further resolved that, as an expression of this esteem in which we hold the memory of Jason Allen Huroff, a copy of this resolution be presented to his parents, Robert and Diana, daughter Morgan Faith Diana, and brother Scott.
Recognize Senator Yee.
Thank you, Mr. President and colleagues. Officer Jason Allen Huroff was a well-respected member of his community. He will be dearly missed.
Senator Yee, would you make a motion, please?
Mr. President, I move that we adopt the memoriam, that the Senate adopt the memoriam commemorating the life and service of Albany Police Officer Jason Allen Huroff.
Senator Yee moves that the Senate adopt the memoriam commemorating the life of Albany Police Officer Jason Allen Huroff. Recognize Senator Yee.
Thank you, Mr. President and members of the Senate. Officer Jason Allen Huroff was a well-respected member of his community. He will be dearly missed. It is my honor to recognize Jason's parents, Diana and Bob Huroff, Jason's daughter, Morgan Faith Diana, and her mother, Bethany Gray. At the side aisle, I would like to recognize Jason's family members, including his brother and sister-in-law, Scott and Christy Huroff. Also at the side aisle are many of Jason's friends and co-workers, including Albany Police Chief Joe Simon. I would also like you to keep in your thoughts and prayers Officer John Burright. John is an Oregon State Trooper that was injured in the same accident and is currently in a coma at Legacy Emanuel Hospital. We send him our best wishes for recovery. Thank you all for coming, and thank you, Mr. President.
Is there further discussion? If not, Senator Yee, do you wish to close? She does not. The question is, shall the Senate adopt the memoriam of Albany Police Officer Jason Allen Huroff? All of those of the opinion that the memoriam should be adopted will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson. Beyer. Brown. Burdick. Carter. Castillo. Clarno. Corcoran. Courtney. Deckard. Dukes. Duncan. Ferrioli. Fisher. George. Gordley. Hannon. Harper. Hartung.
Aye.
Messerly. Metzger. Miller. Minnis. Morissette. Nelson. Shields. Starr. Trow. Yee. President Durfler. Excused. Brown. George. Gordley. 27 ayes.
The Senate has adopted the memoriam. The clerk will read the memoriam in its entirety.
Oregon State Senate in Memoriam, Senior Trooper Maria F. Mignano, 1962-2001. Whereas Senior Trooper Maria F. Mignano died in the line of duty September 4th, 2001, at the age of 39, and whereas Maria F. Mignano protected the citizens of the state through 8 years service in the Oregon State Police, and whereas Maria F. Mignano protected the citizens of the state by her service on the mobile response team and as a drug recognition expert, and whereas Maria F. Mignano was known for her dedicated advocacy for victims of crime and avid pursuit of drunk drivers, and whereas Maria F. Mignano was honored by the ancient and accepted Scottish Rite of Freemasonry as Trooper of the Year for professional and dedicated commitment to the public service of the citizens of Marion County, and whereas Maria F. Mignano served on the community and her fellow law enforcement officers by achieving certification as Emergency Medical Technician Instructor and by assisting in first responder training courses, and whereas Maria F. Mignano demonstrated empathy and respect for the Hispanic members of the community she served by independently and diligently studying the Spanish language so she could better understand their needs and advocate for them, as well as assist her fellow officers as an interpreter, and whereas Maria F. Mignano sought to relieve the suffering of the needy and less fortunate members of the community through monthly financial support of the ministries of the Union Gospel Mission and the Salem Pregnancy Center over the last 10 years, and whereas Maria F. Mignano impressed and inspired all those who knew her with her drive and compassion, and whereas those who knew Maria F. Mignano will remember most the passion with which she lived out her faith and conviction, now therefore be it resolved by the Senate in session assembled under Section 4, Article 3 of the Oregon Constitution, that we, the members of the Senate of the 71st Legislative Assembly, mourn the passing of Senior Trooper Maria F. Mignano, extend our condolences to her family, and respectfully pay tribute to the inestimable contribution her example and good works have made to the state of Oregon, and be it further resolved that, as an expression of the esteem in which we hold the memory of Maria F. Mignano, a copy of this resolution be presented to her mother Rose, brothers John and Tom, and sisters Susan, Linda, Della, and Teresa.
Recognize President Durfler.
Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, I would like to have the guests stand that are here for the good trooper, if you would, please, the family of the... And I'd like to introduce just a few of my many. Teresa Hine is sitting at my desk as a sister. Laura Hine is a niece, and Della Radke is a sister, and Rod Radke is a brother-in-law. Timothy Radke is a nephew, and Adria Radke is a niece, and Sarah Radke is a niece. Linda Magano is a sister, and Tom is a brother, and Al Hine is a brother-in-law. And I'd like to at least introduce those people that are standing here and recognize them for coming today for this special occasion. And Mr. President, I'd like to take this opportunity to extend my condolences and heartfelt thanks to the Magano family. I'm deeply sorry that the Magano family has to endure this tragic event, but I would also like to thank the family who gave the state of Oregon and the Salem community such an outstanding law enforcement officer as Citizen Maria Magano. Trooper Magano was a model officer and a citizen, a shining example for all the people in Oregon. She worked to make our state a better place in public and her private life. As a state trooper, she was enthusiastic and professional about her work. Those who knew her and worked with her described her as tenacious, firm, and professional in her work. She was the only state trooper with training to identify drug-impaired motorists, which was in line with her desire to help others. And as a private citizen, she volunteered much of her time to help others in need. It's unfortunate that it takes a tragedy like this one for us to realize the importance of those who serve us and protect us. These people put their lives on the line every day to provide Oregonians with a sense of safety that allows us to go on and do our business at a normal way. Without these people, Oregon would not be the great state that it is, and I want to express my gratitude that I have found Trooper Magano and all those who serve our state so valiantly. I would also like to let them know that our thoughts and prayers are with them, as well as the John Bright family. So thank you very much, Mr. President.
Senator Durfler, would you like to make a motion that we adopt
like
the memoriam?
I would like to make a motion, and I would move that the Senate adopt the memoriam commemorating the life and service of Oregon State Police Senior Trooper Marie Magano. Thank you.
Senator Durfler has moved that the Senate adopt the memoriam commemorating the life and service of Oregon State Police Senior Trooper Maria Mignano. Recognize Senator Durfler. Do you wish to close? Or is there further discussion?
No, I don't, Mr. President, but I do really appreciate the family coming and the chance for us to honor these people today for the services they provide.
Thank you, and we do appreciate the whole Senate, the whole body appreciates all of you coming here today to memorialize these people. Recognize Senator Trowe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to commend Senator Durfler for the very fine words that he spoke about these people who do so much for our state. Jason and Maria made the supreme sacrifice for all of us, and we're so grateful to them for their service. We're so grateful to them for helping us in this state. And they represent so many others who put their lives on the line, as Senator Durfler said. Public servants, people that we just rely on to provide for us. And so I think all of us have to stand in awe of those public servants. We saw them in the September 11th situation. They're giving their all to protect everybody. And in the state of Oregon, we have so many people who really do put their lives on the line to serve us, so we're very appreciative.
Thank you, Senator Trowe. Is there further discussion? Not, Senator Driftley, do you wish to close? He does not. The question is, shall the Senate adopt the memoriam of Oregon State Police Senior Trooper Maria Mignano? All of those the opinion that the memoriam should be adopted will answer aye. Their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Beyer. Brown.
Aye.
Burdick.
Aye.
Carter.
Aye.
Castillo. Clarno.
Aye.
Corcoran.
Aye.
Courtney. Deckard.
Aye.
Dukes.
Aye.
Duncan.
Aye.
Farioli.
Aye.
Fisher.
Aye.
George.
Aye.
Gordley.
Aye.
Hannon.
Aye.
Harper.
Aye.
Hartung.
Aye.
Messerly.
Aye.
Metzger. Miller, Minnis, Morissette, Nelson, Shields, Starr, Trowe, Yee, Atkinson, President Durfler, attending legislative business, Gordley, excused George, 28 ayes.
The Senate has adopted the memoriam. Without objection, the Senate will continue under the general order of business. So ordered. Courtesies of the Senate. Recognize Senator Hannon.
Mr. President, members, I have seated here at my desk today the new president of Southern Oregon University, Elizabeth Zinser, is visiting the Capitol, and I would hope that members of the Senate be able to stop by and get to visit briefly and get acquainted with the new president, because I think she's a real asset to our community and our state, and we're looking forward to long enduring service.
Thank you, Senator. Recognize Senator Trowe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'm very pleased to have at my desk a young man, a student from Oregon State University. His name is DeMarcus Ross. He's a political science student, plans to go on to law school, and he's been a joy to have at the Capitol today. I learned as much from him as he's learning from me. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Recognize Senator Duncan.
Mr. President and colleagues, I have several guests today. I would like to introduce them. At my desk, I have Blake Cook, and his father Pat is on the side aisle. They're friends of mine. Glad to have them down here today. And I have two people working with me in an internship role during the interim right now. Anita Cardwell, who is sitting with the good senator from Douglas County, right back here. And Christopher Mann, who is on the side aisle right here. So I would like to ask the courtesies of the Senate be extended to them, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Is there further courtesies? If not, then we'll go to remonstrances.
Recognize Senator Hannan.
Yes, Mr. President, members, it's kind of hard to do this job that I've been asked to do. But during the 2000 Oregon State Fair, Representative Winters from Salem challenged one of our good senators to a goat milking contest. That challenge started the Oregon State Fair's legislative games, and it was with great enthusiasm that our senator accepted the challenge. It was hotly debated as to exactly when Senator from Salem started to milk his goat and when he actually stopped milking. But he was finally declared the winner. For the 2001 State Fair, he made a critical error. The good senator from Salem challenged Representative Jeff Kropp in the second annual legislative games. The good senator from Salem even thought that bonding with his goat would give him an advantage. Needless to say, when a city boy meets a farm boy in a goat milking contest, even bonding won't help. Although Representative Kropp was declared the 2001 legislative game winner, the Oregon State Fair wanted to let you, my colleagues, know of our expert goat milking techniques of the good senator from Salem. And they have asked me to present a framed picture that I'll present to the good senator that I'm sure he'd be willing to share with you that shows him in action. And the action is bonding with his goat.
Peter, we're not going on until you show this. Peter, we're not going on until you show this to the best group. Thank you very much, Senator Hannan. We recognize Senator Shields.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm afraid this may be kind of moving from the ridiculous to the sublime, and I hate to try to make that transition. I wanted to share with the body that within the last 24 hours, a report from the Department of Agriculture has come out. It's entitled Hunger in America 2001. Part of that report, or at least a press release related to it, says, despite our nation's great wealth and power, despite the fact that our farmers can feed the world, 31 million Americans, including among them 9 million children, don't know for certain if they will have enough to eat. Last night, across the street at Willamette, there was a preacher, an evangelical preacher who travels the world. He was there speaking at the peace lectures. He's an expert on poverty. Recently, he was in Sweden on a speaking tour. He came back with this little bit of information. He said in Sweden, 1 in 60 children live under the poverty line. In America, it's 1 in 6. What's the problem? A few months ago, we were a nation, Jim Wallace went on to say, a nation at peace in the midst of prosperity. Many of us were fighting poverty. Now we are a nation in recession, at war, and 500,000 people have lost their jobs since September 11th. Our attention to this issue is more important than ever. He went on to say that it's a worldwide issue, not just a national one, this issue of poverty. He pointed out, and it would be true for this afternoon too, the length of our meeting, the length of this session this afternoon is one where as many children will die of starvation during this hour, hour and a half that we're meeting, has died in the World Trade Center disaster. That's not to minimize what happened there. We should get those terrorists and so on. But the tragedy of poverty and hunger and starvation is worldwide. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Recognize Senator Morissette. We only call you once in this body.
Thank you. Colleagues, I wish you to recognize my wife of 50 years. We celebrated our 50th anniversary in September, and she is also my assistant. So, Janice, would you please stand up? Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Messages. The Senate has received the messages from the governor announcing appointment subject to confirmation by the Senate. If there's no objections, the Senate will dispense with the reading of the message as all pertinent information is included in the status report which has been placed on your desk. The messages in their entirety shall be recorded in the journal so ordered. The Senate will dispense with reading report from the standing committees as committee recommendations are included in the status report, and the reports shall be recorded in the journal so ordered. In accordance with Senate Interim Rule 209.4, consideration of appointments and reappointments that did not receive final action by the Interim Executive Appointments Committee are carried over to the next convening of the Senate. This action shall be recorded in the journal so ordered. Propositions and motions. Reports to special committees. Actions on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. The procedure for today's action on executive appointments is as follows. The motion to suspend the rules to confirm en bloc will be made in order to consider multiple boards and commissions in one en bloc motion. At that time, discussion of appointee included in the motion will be in order. Recognize Senator Harper.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the rules be suspended and that the Senate confirm and block the following appointments to the respective boards and commissions. Oregon Board of Accountancy, T. Lynn Klimovitz, Commission on Black Affairs, Aubrey Davis, Johnny Lake, State Commission on Children and Families, Michael Brott, Craig Campbell, Bobby Green, Samuel Henry, Robert Lieberman, Martha Martinez, Thurman Merritt, Tony Corcoran, Children's Ombudsman, Virginia Dennison, Construction Contractors Board, Dennis Shod, Trust for Cultural Development Board, George Bell, Bobby Connor, John Hampton, Charles Walker, Oregon Disabilities Commission, Daryl Ackerman, Denise Spielman, Mitchell Turbin. He's setting a very bad example for the new senator. Very bad. State Board of Education, Donnie Griffin, Emilio Hernandez, Electrical and Elevator Board, Michael Miner, Fair Dismissal Appeals Board, Charlene Balzer, Michael Fox, David James, Kenneth Knudsen, Laura Lanka, Alfonso Lopez Vasquez, Bob Wheel, Governing Board of the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, William Elliott, Don Hagenson, Barbara Seymour, Home Care Commission, Ted Stevens, Land Conservation and Development Commission, Dennis Derby, Gary Harris, Nancy Leonard, Gussie McRobert, Long-Term Care Ombudsman, Meredith Coate, Oregon Health Sciences University Board of Directors, Thomas Imeson, Oregon Youth Program Advisory Board, Robert Cooley, Peter Green, Mona Treadway, State Parks and Recreation Commission, John Blackwell, State Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision, Michael Washington, Physical Therapist Licensing Board, David Benitis, Catherine Zarazinski, Board of Commissioners of the Port of Portland, William Thorndike, Jr., State Plumbing Board, Brett Cook, Public Employees Benefit Board, Chuck Mendenhall, Quality Education Commission, Harriet Adair, Yvonne Curtis, Christine Kane, Susan Massey, Ron Naso, Peggy Penland, Elaine Taylor, Keith Thompson, Kenneth Thrasher, Duncan Wise, Oregon State Fair Commission, Larry Amold, L.A. Dundive, Murray Fritz, Kathy Ghost, Peter McKay, Jerry Underwood, State Board of Tax Service Examiners, Barbara Wasson, Teacher Standards and Practices Commission, Patricia Evenson Brady, Kathy Gwynn, Carolyn Ortman, Sharon Shannon, Richard Steiner, Leslie Walborn, Oregon State Veterinary Medical Examining Board, Martha DeWeese, Leon Peelstick, Oregon Commission on Voluntary Action and Service, Sue Hildick, Water Resources Commission, Jim Nakano, Jay Rasmussen, Dan Thorndike, Workforce Investment Board, Barbara Amato, Bob Kraft, Gwen Harvey, Connie Holmes, Diane Lovell, Linda Mock, Eric Olson, John Quiggle, Gretchen Schutt, Charlie Schuler. Now repeat after me.
Okay. Senator Harper moves that the rules be suspended. The Senate confirm in blank the list that he just read. I'm not going to read it again, Senator. Discussion. Recognize Senator Harper.
I have nothing further to add.
Thank you, Senator. Is there further discussion? If not, Senator, do you wish to close?
No, thank you.
Question is, shall the Senate suspend the rules and confirm en bloc the governor's appointments as listed? All those in opinion that the appointments should be confirmed will answer aye as their names are called, and those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Brown. Burdick. Carter. Carter. Castillo. Clarno. Corcoran. Courtney. Deckard. Dukes. Duncan. Ferrioli. Fisher. George. Gordley. Hannon. Hannon. Harper. Hartung. Messerly. Metzger. Miller. Minnis. Morissette. Nelson. Shields. Starr. Trow. Yee. Atkinson. Beyer. President Durfler. Attending legislative business, Gordley. Excuse George, 28 ayes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointments. Reading the Senate petitions, memorials, and resolutions, other business of the Senate. The Senate is in receipt of a resolution from the state of West Virginia expressing sympathy to the families and friends of those killed or injured in the terrorist attacks launched against the United States on September 11, 2001. The resolution also urges that the President of the United States and Congress deal swiftly and judiciously with those who threaten our freedom. The resolution is available for review at the Senate desk and will be noted in the journal. So ordered. I have made the following interim statutory committee task force appointments effective September 20th. Ballast Water Management Advisory Committee, Senator Ken Messerly. Joint Natural Resources Columbia River Gorge Commission Review Subcommittee, Senator Joan Dukes and Ken Messerly. Stream Restoration and Species Recovery Subcommittee, Senator Roger Beyer, Senator Frank Shields. Joint Health and Human Resources, Senator Lee Beyer. Senator Bill Morissette is appointed in place of that, I believe. State-owned Vehicle Efficiency Task Force, Senator Lee Beyer, and again, I'm sure that Bill Morissette will fill that position. Effective October the 5th, State Debt Policy Advisory Commission, Senator Charles Starr. Farm Workers Task Force, Senator Abel Gordley, was appointed Vice Chair. Joint Interim Task Force on Mental Health Parity, is Senator Bill Fisher, is appointed Co-Chair. If there's no further announcements, the Senate is adjourned until the call of the President. Is there any further announcements? Not, we are adjourned.